I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Students in Hong Kong have chanted "depose dictatorship" in a protest of China's COVID-19 rules. That came Monday after demonstrators on the mainland issued an unprecedented call for President Xi Jinping to resign in the biggest show of opposition to the ruling Communist Party in decades. Demonstrations against China's strict antivirus measures. Authorities eased some regulations, apparently as part of an attempt to quell public anger. But the government showed no sign of backing down on its larger coronavirus strategy. Analysts expect authorities to quickly silence the dissent. About 50 students sang at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, and some lit candles to show support for demonstrators in mainland cities. Russia has held back from launching a new round of strikes that have been expected against power stations and other key infrastructure in Ukraine, as officials warned a lingering energy and water crisis from earlier attacks could prompt more evacuations from the capital. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba noted at an evening press conference in Kyiv that the day passed without a major Russian infrastructure attack. He told the largest foreign delegation to visit since the war began that air defenses are needed to protect infrastructure, because otherwise, every time we'll be restoring it, the Russians will be destroying it. Kuleba spoke alongside seven foreign ministers. An Iranian general on Monday acknowledged that more than 300 people have been killed in the unrest surrounding nationwide protests, giving the first official word on casualties in 2 months. The estimate is considerably lower than the toll reported by human rights activists in Iran, a U.S.-based group that has been closely tracking the protests since they erupted after the September 16th death of a young woman being held. This is VOA News. NATO is returning to the scene of one of those most controversial decisions to repeat a vow that Ukraine will join the military alliance one day. On Tuesday, NATO foreign ministers will gather for 2 days at the Palace of the Parliament in the Romanian capital, Bucharest. There, in April 2008, U.S. President George W. Bush persuaded his allies to open NATO's door to Ukraine and Georgia. That move deeply angered Russia. This time, NATO will make fresh pledges of non-lethal support to Ukraine to help its troops get through the winter. Individual allies will probably donate more military equipment to fend off Russian forces. The ministers will also look to Ukraine's long-term future. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on Congress to pass legislation to intervene and block a railroad strike before next month's deadline and the stalled contract talks. Biden said Monday that a tentative agreement approved in September provided a pay raise for workers, protected their health care benefits, and improved their leave policy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said lawmakers will take up legislation to impose those terms this week. If Congress acts, it will end the negotiations between four rail unions that rejected their deals in the railroads. Eight other rail unions have ratified their deals that include 24% raises and $5,000 in bonuses. South Korea's government ordered some of the thousands of striking truck drivers to return to work Tuesday, insisting that their nationwide walkout over freight fare issues is hurting an already weak economy. President Yoon Suk-yeol's order was approved in a cabinet meeting and targeted cement truck drivers among a broader group of truckers on strike. It was the first time a South Korean government exercised its controversial powers under a law revised in 2004 to force truckers back to work. A failure to comply without justifiable reason is punishable by up to 3 years in jail or a maximum fine of 30 million won. Critics have denounced the law as unconstitutional, saying it does not clearly define what would qualify as acceptable conditions for a strike. Five Connecticut police officers in the U.S. were charged Monday with cruelly neglecting a black man after he was partially paralyzed in the back of a police van despite his repeated and desperate pleas for help. Officials announced a misdemeanor charges Monday. Randy Cox was being driven to a New Haven police station June 19th for processing on a weapons charge when the driver braked hard at an intersection to avoid a collision. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.